For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is Mountain Home's fastball to start this second half as they trail Melton 26-23. Bombers will be moving left to right for these last two quarters. Sorrell will carry the inbound pass from the far sideline, gets into White Gilbert. We're back underway. Now Gilbert's being double-teamed. Now kick, tries to throw it over to Crawford. Ball is stolen by Whitaker. He's quickly back the other way, going in. For the one-hand slam, he will not go. It will not go, though. Melton gets a rebound. Now kicks, ball goes out to McCullough. His three-pointer is short. And Sorrell comes up with the rebound. Gilbert throws it to Crawford in the front court. Now Jones has it on the right side. Tries to throw it to Tabor. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Nelson. Back-to-back turnovers from Mountain Home. Ball goes down to Jared Graham. Now his pass to Adams. He mishandles the pass down the paint. Ball goes out of bounds and will be Nelson's third turnover of the night. We are 37 seconds into the second half. Mountain Home with the ball trailing by three. Gilbert takes an inbound pass from Sorrell. Gilbert will walk it into the front court. Nelson and a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Jones on the left wing. Now Tabor has there on the left side, up top to Crawford. Crawford dribbling to the right side. Picks up his dribble, now trying to figure out where to go with it. Tries to throw it to Jones. Ball is knocked away, and another turnover against Mountain Home. Here is McCullough with it on the left side. He's going to drill down to the lane. Goes up for the running jumper off the glass. No good. Tabor gets the rebound. And back comes Mountain Home. 6:42 left in this third quarter. Gilbert across the timeline. Ball goes over to Crawford on the right wing. Up top to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the left. Tries a lob pass, and the ball is stolen by Nelson. Another turnover against the Bombers. Back comes Jacquez Adams, throws it to Jared Graham in the right corner, left corner. His three-pointer will not go. Sorrell gets the rebound, and back come the Bombers. Sorrell will give it to Crawford. Crawford gets into the front court, gives it to Gilbert just inside the timeline. Gilbert drilling to the left wing. Kicks out to Crawford. Now Crawford throws it to Tabor on the left side. Cross court to Sorrell, down in the lane, down to Jones on the low block for the layup. Good. Matt Jones with 8 points, cuts the margin back to one, 26-25, Nelson leading it with 5:45 left in the third quarter. Here is Daniels throwing it over on the left side to McCullough. Now up top, it goes to Adams. Adams will drill down to the free throw line, kicks out to McCullough up top. Down a low block to Whitaker, almost knocked away, but Whitaker is able to get. He goes in for the jumper, no good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 5:32 left in this third quarter. Abe Crawford picks up his second personal foul. That's the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So DeVaris Whitaker at the free throw line, where so far he's 1 of 2 with 3 points. First free throw is up and good. So one more free throw for DeVaris Whitaker. His second shot is up and in and out, no good. He gets 1 of 2, and rebound comes to Mountain Home. 27-25, Bombers leading with about 5.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Gilbert throws it to Crawford on the right wing. Now Jones has it there on the right side, gives it back to Crawford. Now back to Jones. Back to Crawford near the right corner. Crawford picks up his dribble, gives it to Jones down to Tabor on the low block. His layup is blocked from behind, and Nelson comes up with the basketball. 5:03 left in the third quarter. A 2-point Raider lead. Ball goes to Jared Graham. Now to Adams. He drills up to the wing, up top to Whitaker. Whitaker's going to drill to the elbow. Now kicks out to Jared Graham. He's going to drill to the free throw line. Almost lost handle. Ball gets it back, though. Goes in for the layup, off the glass, and in. Jared Graham in double figures with 11 points. Back to it's a two-possession lead for Nelson. 29-25 our score. Ball goes in the front court to Crawford. Throws to Sorrell, a dangerous pass, but Sorrell's able to get it. Now gets Tabor, who's going in for the running jumper. No good, but Matt Jones is right there to tip it back up and in. Matt Jones with 10 points. Back quickly comes Nelson. Tavares Whitaker kicks out to Jared Graham up top to McCullough. McCullough's going to go in for the running jumper. No good, but he's going to draw contact and head to the free throw line. I believe Matt Jones is going to get that foul. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the second half. Tabor McCullough at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 10 points so far this evening. First shot bounces around and goes in. So one more free throw from McCullough. His second shot is up. And in and out, no good, and he gets 1-2. And it'll stay a one-possession game. Nelson leading 30-27 with 4:13 left. Mountain Home got the rebound. There's Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Crawford, down to Tabor at the free throw line, back to Crawford, over to Jones near the right corner. Jones will give it up top to Tabor, over to Crawford on the left side. Crawford gives it to Tabor in the corner, now throws it up top to Jones. Jones going to drill down to the lane, going to pull up for the jumper, good! Matt Jones with 12 points. Back to a one-point game, back quickly comes Nelson, here is Adams, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. Much to the dismay of the Mountain Home crowd. They wanted a charge foul. They're not going to get it. Dawson Tabor picks up his second personal foul. That is the 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. And so Nelson's going to inbound it on the baseline. They're going to wipe up a little perspiration. 30-29.
We do once again apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for the technical difficulties that we've been experiencing for this evening. We're going to take things back to our regularly scheduled programming while we try to get Bomber basketball action back to you here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound of my soul.
Take your seaside out.
We now once again return you to live coverage of Bomber basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7.
And again, we apologize for all the issues we're having. 15 seconds left of the third quarter. Melton with the ball, leading by a point. Jared Graham throws over to Whitaker. Now over to Anderson. Back to third quarter. 24 minutes are in the book. And again, we apologize for all the technical issues. Our score at the end of three. Nelson leading Mountain Home 32-31. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.